listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Tim Link. Thank you for joining us today. My guest today is going to be Glenn Plaskin. And he'll be talking with us today about his recently released book, Katie Up and Down the Hall, the true story of how one dog turned five neighbors into a family, which is a true story about Glenn's own dog, Katie, and how she basically brought five neighbors together. So we're going to be talking to Glenn about Katie Up and Down the Hall here in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about, I always like giving you helpful hints and tips and stories. Well, I've got a little tip for you today. You may already know about it. You may already have one in your life or your animal's life. But we'll talk about holistic alternatives, holistic veterinarians in particular. You know, there's a wonderful healing way to improve the lives of your dogs and your cats and your other animals, help them obtain relaxing and holistic treatments and approach, and that's by finding a holistic veterinarian. Now, a holistic veterinarian is a veterinarian like any other veterinarian. They receive the same training and have the same credentials as a traditional veterinarian, so they're DVMs like any other veterinarian. But the main difference is they continue their education by receiving certification in additional holistic modalities. Now, these are things like they provide chiropractic care for your animals, acupuncture. They will recommend supplements instead of medications or in addition to medications. They'll talk to you about nutrition, wholesome nutrition for your animal. They offer pet massage, acupressure, acupuncture, as I mentioned before. So a whole host of alternatives that can either supplement whatever a traditional veterinarian would offer for your pet to provide healing and provide great relaxation for your animal, or actually as an additional complement to the whole purpose. So I always recommend having a holistic veterinarian on hand, either as your main veterinarian or as a secondary veterinarian. Now, holistic veterinary medicine therefore refers, to the treatment of the whole organism rather than the treatment of an individual body part, or simply the removal of the symptoms. So they're going to be looking for the whole purpose, how they can treat your animal's wholeness, not only for a particular illness or an injury, but actually have a whole complete life by introducing these holistic alternatives and modalities. So to find out more about holistic veterinarians and the various modalities that are considered holistic, and to find one in your area where you're living, please go to my blog on Pet Life Radio. Click on the Animal Rights blog at PetLifeRadio.com. And from there, you can click to a link that will lead you to the AHVMA website, which is called HolisticVetList.com. And you can type in your zip code, and it will help you locate the nearest holistic veterinarian in your area. So I think it's a great alternative. I always recommend at least having a holistic veterinarian in addition to your traditional veterinarian. Look for some more holistic and natural approaches to having your animal have a great life. So check it out. Go to the Animal Rights blog on PetLifeRadio.com and learn more about it. So we're going to go into a break here briefly, but everybody hang tight. We're going to be back with Glenn Plaskin to talk about Katie Up and Down the Hall. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
so how do you feel about cat condos?
We can say from experience,
feels like home for her.
Enter the code LUCKY10, LUCKY, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at petco.com.
Celebrate your special occasion and give her this classic semi-eternity band created with 1-carat brilliant diamonds, channel set in 14-carat white gold. Exclusively yours from ice.com. Free shipping over $150, free returns, and 30-day money-back guarantee.
Go to ice.com and use promo code ACTFP and get 20% off your purchase. Or use promo code ADTFP and get 20% off at diamond.com. Ice.com or diamond.com. Get 20% off from Pet Life Radio.
would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience?
We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds.
InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service.
We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information.
There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed or email us at
PetLifeRadio.com.
Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Joining me now is Glenn Plaskin, who in addition to being the author of Katie Up and Down the Hall, is also a veteran journalist, a celebrity interviewer, which we'll let Glenn talk about all the great people he's interviewed over the years. He's written numerous columns and has appeared in many well-known newspapers and magazines. Glenn has also appeared multiple times on television on shows like Oprah, Today Show, Larry King Live. He's everywhere. He's a great guy to talk to, and we're going to talk definitely about this book, Katie Up and Down the Hall. So Glenn Plaskin, welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
And Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year. Can you believe it? It's 2011. And you know, I haven't made a mistake in writing a check or typing an email by putting 2011. I did have a good friend of mine on New Year's Day send me a text wishing me a happy 2012. So
Head of the game.
Little head of the game. I don't know if she's just writing this year off and looking forward to next or not, but I think it's a little too early to do that. It's going to be a great year.
I always get used to the new year, and by the end of the year, I'm all ready. And then, of course, now, here we are. It's an odd number year, but hopefully it'll be a good one for everybody.
Yeah, I think it will. I think there's some great stuff going on. So we want to talk about all the great stuff happening in your life as well. But in particular, I want to talk about this wonderful, wonderful book, Katie Up and Down the Hall. So tell us a little bit about Katie Up and Down the Hall and what prompted you to write it.
Well, the book is about my dog, Katie, who's a Cocker Spaniel. I never expected to ever write a book about either my life or about my dog, but something really miraculous happened. It first appeared as an article in Family Circle magazine, and what the story is really about, it's about a little boy who has no mom, but he has a dad. And then further down the hallway where we live here in New York City in Battery Park City, which is right across the street from the World Trade Center, we live in this 35-story high-rise. So on one end of the hall was this little boy and his dad, and in the middle of the hallway is an 85-year-old woman and her husband, and then on the other end is me and Katie. And over a period of 15 years, the book traces our many adventures, from Hollywood High Times to the tragic days of 9/11, from accidents and accidents of fate to physical illness to great moments of happiness and times of great sadness and loss. So it's a very emotional, dramatic story, and that's basically what it's about.
And I think the topic is fascinating as well because, unfortunately, in today's society, and I'm sure it's that way where you're at, we often don't get to know our neighbors. We live by them for years and years and years, and unlike I know the days when I was growing up where everybody knew their neighbors, nowadays we're lucky just to wave hi and say hello.
Well, you're right. In fact, isn't it ironic that in an age when we have Twitter and Facebook and computers and email, all of these technologies are supposed to bring us closer and make us in better communication, but in many ways, those things sometimes alienate us and isolate us. And I believe that your family is not just your biological family, but it can be your surrogate family of anything you want it to be. It can be old and young. It can be canine, human. It can be your neighbors. And I always tell people, if you just open your eyes and walk outside your door, all the people around you have the potential of becoming members of your family. Somebody who I interviewed once told me that proximity is the messenger of fate, meaning whoever you're closest to geographically is so often the people you become emotionally close to. And in my case, each one of us along this long hallway was able to fulfill a need. After all, the little boy had no mom and no grandparents, so he found a grandmother in Pearl, who was the heroine of the book, and she had never been able to have children. So here it is, so late in life, in her 80s, and she was finally able to have a child in a way. And my dog, of course, Katie, was always ready for action of any kind, and she would race up and down the hallway with that little boy, Ryan, and have a ball. In fact, the reason I called it Katie Up and Down the Hall is the hallway becomes like a metaphor for the connection between those three apartments. She would literally push open the doors. We would leave our doors open, and she'd push them open with her paws, and she'd go in one apartment to herd the people in that apartment down the hall into the other one for dinner or for whatever we were doing. So the dog actually was the, you could call her the mistress of ceremonies.
And bringing everybody together.
Well, you know, dogs have that ability. And she had her own needs, which were for every dog wants companionship and fun and recreation. And all of us together were able to give her something that one of us alone could never do.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's a key point. You know, when you think about it, it seems so simple. A dog brought everybody together. But, you know, like we'd said before, there's a good chance that you probably wouldn't have known those people or not known them very well, at least, or knew that they needed a family for the little boy or a grandmother for the little boy, et cetera.
And maybe it was because Katie got so much attention that she became quite a remarkable little dog. I mean, she was super smart. One day she was watching television, and she would watch how Pearl would change channels with a remote. And on another day, I found her literally taking her paw and tapping the remote control, trying to change the TV channel. And she got to the point where she could actually do it. And for some reason, she'd always stop at the food channel, of course. And she would watch me type at my computer keyboard. And one day, I found her up on my desk chair, knocking her paws up against the keyboard. And it became a game where I would make the font like 72 point, you know, really big. And she would actually watch herself type. And she also accompanied me on many of my celebrity interviews. She was a great little icebreaker. I would take her to, I took her to Bette Midler's for an interview, Peter Jennings, Katherine Hepburn, Farrah Fawcett, Ivana Trump. She went all over the place with me, mostly to California. And I found that a dog was really an equalizer. You know, I would often be nervous before I would be interviewing these famous people. And there's a chapter in the book called Prancing with the Stars, and it's about Katie's adventures with these famous people.
Yeah, and that's the key. And, you know, when you look at the grand scope of that, you know, yes, it was fun to have Katie there. They enjoyed her. You enjoyed her. She was a great icebreaker. But, you know, she actually helped you do your work.
Well, yes, I found it enjoyable to have a dog. I would take her to the office, and she would just sit near me. You know, it's been proven that animals do reduce anxiety and stress. They lower your blood pressure. They increase the endorphin level. They slow the pulse. That's why dogs are used as therapy dogs. And dogs are really great, not only companions, but they do have a physiological effect on their owners, and probably vice versa. So I was very grateful to have a canine companion, which is sometimes more relaxing than having a human companion.
Oftentimes more relaxing. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? For starters, they can't talk.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And my wife's not in the studio right now, so I can say those things without getting smacked. All right. Fantastic. Everybody, we're talking to Glenn Plaskin here. We're going to take a commercial break to thank our sponsors, but everybody stay tuned. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PETMEDS. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PETMEDS, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
There's a movement afoot. ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code LUCKY, L-U-C-K-Y, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com. You ask the question, what do I want? What do I need? I'll take affection. Irene should mention, I need time. I need love. I crave attention.
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available in iTunes.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. We're here talking to Glenn Plaskin, in particular about his book, Katie Up and Down the Hall, the true story of how one dog turned five neighbors into a family. You know, Glenn, I want to ask you, this book, it's such a touching story. It's great lessons in here. What other plans do you have for the book? Are there additional books coming out, or is there a movie in the works possibly?
Well, the book is going to be coming out in paperback next September. We're still doing events. We had some great events this fall. We had a launch party hosted by Calvin Klein, and people like Judge Judy were at the party. And then we had a Barnes & Noble book reading on February 14th. We're having a Borders book reading. And my agent has been in the process of selling it as a movie. And one reason why is because the book really isn't just about a dog. It would be kind of boring if it was just about a dog's, you know, running up and down a hall. That's not what it's really about. It's about the relationships that developed over a period of 16 years between my dog and her older friend Pearl, between my dog and her husband Arthur, between the dog and the little boy Ryan. And so many things happen over those years, as you know. People come and they go and they get sick, and without giving away what happens in the book, one of the most dramatic moments are the days of 9/11. As you know, we only live a couple hundred yards away from the World Trade Center, and on that particular day, we were all home. And there's three or four chapters in the book that talk about what happened on that day, which was, of course, difficult for everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the message is true. I mean, it's for me, having a great cute book about a funny animal that does funny things is good enough for me. But then you tie in the overall message of how, you know, one dog we can have a great life with, and in addition, bring together all the neighbors, all the people that have now become our family. And how many people do you know nowadays that you communicate with that that you communicated with 15 years ago?
Well, it's really kind of a love story. I remember one of the vignettes that's in the book that I like most. There comes a point in the story where I get physically sick with a back issue, and I'm literally unable to walk. And my friend Pearl, who was a good cook, would have picnics on my bed. And attending these picnics would be, of course, my dog. And the little boy would race in from school, and we would all eat in the bedroom or on the bed together. That was just one little vignette. Imagine if you didn't have a dog, or you didn't have people right down the hall to help you. You might have a mother or a father or a brother or a sister, but they may not be in the same city. But in this book, you know, we made a family from what started as strangers, and then we became friends, neighbors, and ultimately a family. And when any of us have difficulty in the story, the other ones rally around and help the other ones get through it.
Absolutely. And you'd mentioned a little bit earlier about, you know, the healing effects of animals. And I would have to say you could say that Katie helped you heal from having that back injury.
Oh, yes. After there comes a point in this story where I lose my job, for a while I lose my health, and I'm really quite depressed. And it was during that few-year period that I think my love for my dog became even greater, because up until that point, I was so consumed with my career and so busy that I don't think I fully appreciated, you know, her ability to love. But once I spent more and more time with her, you know, I really do believe that dogs have souls. Just look into their eyes. They may not be able to speak, but they definitely have intuitions and feelings and reactions to everything. And I think that Katie's sensitivity to not only me, but she was especially good friends with, if the older you were, the more she liked you. If you were 80, that was good. If you were 90, that was better. And so she had a whole coterie of these 80 and 90-year-old friends that she would go out with every night along the Hudson River here. And I would sometimes be riding my bike, and my dog would be with my friend Pearl, the older woman. And there was my dog sitting on a wheelchair with a woman who couldn't walk, looking out at the Hudson River at the sun setting, happy and contented as could be, surrounded by her older friends.
There you go. Yeah, and I totally agree with you. They definitely have souls. They have an intuition. They know what to do. They know when to do it. And I do believe they're the great healers and great teachers in our lives.
They know when you're in pain. There's one point in the story where my mother loses her husband, and my dog climbs up on my mother's chest and just sleeps against her and licks her face. And somehow she senses that my mother's in pain and that she needs comforting. So, you know, that's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I know you have a new girl in your life, a new Cocker Spaniel named Lucy.
Yes, she's actually in my arms at this moment.
There you go, helping you do that work, or at least waiting for the next treat, one of the two.
Lucy is 10 months old. She's completely different than Katie. Katie was not crazy about other dogs, truthfully speaking. That's probably my fault. If I could give any advice to dog owners with puppies, from 8 or 10 weeks on, get your dog outside playing with other dogs, because that's something I didn't do with Katie. Katie was an inside kind of human dog, but Lucy loves other dogs. She's highly athletic. It doesn't matter whether they're big or small. The other night there was a 95-pound Alaskan Husky, and she got a hold of his tail, and this dog was whirling her around, and she was literally in the air and wouldn't let go. She thought it was fun, and she's a very smart dog. She's also a blonde-haired Cocker Spaniel, but she is different in personality than Katie. She's probably more independent and more athletic.
There you go. Obviously, you have a fondness for Cocker Spaniels, just like I have a fondness for Schnauzers, because I've got my boys in my life. But did you do a lot of research about Cocker Spaniels before deciding bringing that particular breed in, or was it just a connection that you had with them?
No, as I explain in the book, actually, the thing that got me interested in Cocker Spaniels were two things. It was mostly those long ears. I love these long, pendulous ears, and I talk about the ears in the book. And it's also, there's something soulful about those eyes. They're usually brown, but it was mostly the ears. And the size was a good size for me, around 25 pounds or so. And so I just kind of fell into it, although I'm fond of all dogs, but Cocker Spaniels were just something that I kind of fell into. And they're smart. They're probably not as smart as, I hear the German Shepherds and Terriers, what are those called? Jack Russell Terriers are supposed to be extremely, and poodles are the three most intelligent. But of course, we all think our dog is the smartest.
Exactly. I think most of us would.
Katie was certainly much smarter than any other dog in the world. But
that's right. Not only by the things that she did, but also, you know, just her overall, she knew that it was important to bring everybody together. And that's a great legacy to leave behind.
And by the way, if any of your listeners would enjoy seeing some pictures of Katie, we created a book trailer. It's like a little motion picture preview. And if you go to my website, which is katiebook.com, just click on a button that says watch the trailer. And it captures in 4 minutes the essence of the story.
Absolutely. So everybody go to katiebook.com, KTIEBOOK.com. Check out the book. Check out the trailer for sure. It's a great website, and obviously a great book. Now, one thing we mentioned earlier, obviously you have interviewed a ton of celebrities in your life. And so, obviously some of them have graced the cover of this book. People like Joan Rivers and Judge Judy, Mariah Carey, Anthony Robbins, Betty White, a whole host of them. Does any of them remind you of Katie?
Well, I wouldn't want to compare a celebrity to a dog, although some of them may be doggish. You know, most of the people who endorsed my book and read it are dog lovers, like the novelist Barbara Taylor Bradford. She is a great dog lover. Joan Rivers loves dogs. Mariah Carey is very devoted to her dogs. Betty White, of course, is known as a great dog lover. And all of these people I've interviewed over the years about their movies or TV shows or their lives, I never expected that years later I would come back to them and ask them for a favor, which was, will you read my book and will you write me something about it? But I can't tell you how really touching it was that people would take the time to read the book and to genuinely get into it, you know? Judge Judy loves dogs, and she was at the launch party, and Calvin Klein has two dogs, and it's just a dog-eat-dog world out there.
It is nice. It's really heartwarming. And when you get authors and other professional celebrities, et cetera, not only to give you endorsement, because that helps, but they took the time to actually to read the book and give an honest comment and commitment to the book. And it just shows you how great the book Katie Up and Down the Hall is.
Well, I think there's something in, if you look at the cover of the book, look at Katie's face. There's something in those eyes that's just very gripping and compelling. This dog had a huge heart. I mean, if you saw the way she behaved with her 85-year-old to 90-year-old friend Pearl, it was really amazing. I mean, when Pearl later in the story begins to get older and more frail, Katie does more for her than any doctor could ever do. So there's something about the story, because I get letters from people all the time that are unsolicited, and they tell me I was crying, or this reminded me of my dog, or my grandmother, or my grandson. So in the end, it's not really about a dog only. It's about life. It's about all of the relationships that we have with our people who are younger and older and who are biologically family and who are our closest friends. It takes in all the connections that we have that really makes life most meaningful, you know.
Absolutely. And it's a fantastic message. And everybody can check it out, get a copy of the book. Check out the website, katiebook.com. Glenn, as we're wrapping it up here, is there any other projects or anything else that we need to let the listeners know about, or how to keep a track of all the wonderful things you're doing?
Well, another thing you might enjoy doing is if you go on Facebook, you can either type in my name, Glenn Plaskin, or you can go to Katie Up and Down the Hall. But if you type in my name, I'm beginning a new book, which has me going on a series of adventures. You know, in life, we all have things that we wish we could do, but either fear or circumstance always holds us back. And the new book is about having me do 90 things in 90 days that I'm afraid to do. So pray for me.
We'll see. Everybody grab your rosary for Glenn. Fantastic. Well, we'll be looking for that book. Keep us posted on that. We'd love to know about all about that book as well and have you back on to talk to us again.
Oh, thanks, and I wish you a happy new year.
Same here. We've been talking to Glenn Plaskin, author of Katie Up and Down the Hall. Check it out at katiebook.com. Glenn, thanks for joining Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
My pleasure.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show today. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. I'd also like to thank Glenn Plaskin again for being on my show today. And a big thank you to our sponsors and producers for making the show possible. To find out more about me, Tim Link, and other podcasts that I have done on animal rights, and to check out my blog, go to PetLifeRadio.com and click on the blog Animal Rights, read my blogs, and download also some of the shows as well. And while you're there, make sure you check out all of the other hosts and shows on Pet Life Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for the show, please email them to me at tim@petliferadio.com. That's tim@petliferadio.com. Be glad to answer any questions you've got, entertain any comments you have, and if you have any show ideas or guests you'd like to see on, we'll do our very best to get them on board. So until next time, write a great story about the animals in your life, share it on a blog, article, or book, and who knows? You may be the next guest on Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Thanks for joining. Have a great day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.